I had done LSD several times before this occurrence. Each time had been the most pleasant of experiences. I had ventured through my thoughts, and each time come out happy, seemingly on top of the world. Little did I know, my next trip would not be so beautiful. It was a Friday night. That week at school, I had done poorly on a couple of tests, and when my parents found out, they gave me hell. I had also just broken up with my girlfriend the day prior. I obviously had not been feeling too happy, so I decided to meet up with a few friends as a sort of pick-me-up. I met three of my friends at the movie theater, and one of them told me they had scored some LSD. One of the main rules of tripping is to always think good thoughts and be happy prior to your trip, and this is where I went wrong. I was incredibly depressed, but I decided to just say fuck it and down 9 gel tabs. We smoked a few bowls in my friend's car, and then proceeded to see The Ring. Fucking huge mistake. Everything started out normal before the movie started. I was watching previews and the colors on the screen swirled and twisted in shape. They were so beautiful. I was sure this was going to be a pleasant trip. I would be brought out of my depression. Boy, was I fucking wrong. So the movie started and immediately I'm transported into a world of fear and horror. If you've seen The Ring, then you know the part where you see the girl in the closet and her horribly contorted face. When I saw that, my friends and I completely lost it. We sprinted out of the theater screaming. I'm pretty sure I was crying. I had never seen anything scarier in my life, and because I was tripping, I kept seeing the image over and over and over again as if the girl was right next to me. We luckily spotted another one of our friends who was sober. We told him what was going on, and he was nice enough to drive us to my friend's house, as we were obviously completely incapable. I looked out the window and saw shadows instantly twist shape and turn into perverse-faced demons. One shadow looked like fingers, and it turned into an arm that reached out and attempted to grab me and pull me down to hell. This arm had a voice, a deep, mysterious, terrifying voice, almost like the one of Indrid Cold from the Mothman prophecies. I pissed my pants, I was so scared. We finally arrived home. I felt as if this feeling would never go away as we walked down to my friend's basement. It was extremely dark down there, and in the corner of my eye I kept seeing a terrifying, demented, evil face staring its deranged, menacing eyes into my own. My friends had kind of cooled down, but not me. We decided to smoke some more bowls and lift our moods. It was my turn. I lit the Zippo and saw the flame twisting, twirling, and dancing right in front of me. I was perplexed by it. I'd never seen anything more interesting in my life. But out of nowhere, all of a sudden, the flame just exploded in my eyes and it was the length of the room. I then saw dark figures crawling out of the flame, obviously coming to take me away. I sat there quivering in fear. My hands were shaking so hard that I dropped the Zippo and it fell on my leg. I sat there and saw it burning a hole through my pants and burning my leg, but I couldn't feel it. Luckily, my friend noticed what was going on and knocked the Zippo off my leg, and my other friend picked it up and started to stare at it in delight and wonder. I wished I could feel that way. I started to cry. Just all-out cry. Why were my friends so much better off than me? Why the fuck does God hate me? And then I started to scream. Just scream my lungs out. My friend came over and pulled his hand back and slapped me vigorously across the face. I watched the motion of his hand and it seemed like 50 hands were coming across, slapping me one by one. I had to retaliate. I took a lamp off the table next to me and threw it at his head. The glass lamp shattered across his face and he slumped to the floor. The light had singed his hair and his face was dripping blood. It made me happy to see him in pain, to see somebody else going through the same thing I was. My other two friends weren't even watching as I got on top of my nearly unconscious friend and started beating him senseless with anything I could find. Thankfully, his parents sprinted down the basement stairs and saw what was happening. They stopped me from potentially and unknowingly killing my friend. My two other friends had no idea what was going on because they were over in the other corners of the dark room tripping hard. The boy's parents flicked on the lights and I was blinded by them. I jumped off the boy and started to sprint towards the door and then jumped out a window thinking I was a hawk. Of course, we were in the basement, so luckily I just landed on the ground in front of me. The boy's parents called 911. All of us were taken to the hospital. We had mostly come down from the trip by then. My friend was lying unconscious, barely alive. I just now realized what I had done. I just had a broken left arm and some deep cuts from jumping through the window, but nothing like my friend's wounds. The rest of us were taken to the police station for questioning. I admitted to ingesting the LSD, but not to beating my friend. My friends admitted to nothing and wound up getting off scot-free. I was charged with assault and battering, and because I had some gel tabs still in my pocket, I was charged with drug possession as well. The moral of the story is, don't fuck up. Don't trip when you're depressed, and always trip if somebody's sober. I didn't listen to this advice, and I paid a hefty price.